Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 9 of Sota, Mishnah Vav. Now, what's just happened is the elders, the Sanhedrin from Yerushalayim, they went home, they finished measuring, and the elders from the local court, the local town closest to the corpse that was found, they bring this egla, this calf, and they whack it on the back of the neck with a cleaver. And now let's pick up Mishnah Vav. What happens next? Ziknei Ota Ha'ir, the elders from that town, the closest city, Rochatzin et Yadehen, they wash their hands, B'mayim, with water, B'makim, Rifat Shel Egil, and the place where they hit that calf. So this is the famous, I don't know if it's famous, the English saying, we wash our hands of this, our hands are clean of this. The Omrim, and they say from the Pasuk in Devarim chapter 21, verse 7, Yadenu, our hands, lo shofchu, they did not spill at Tadamaze this blood, the Einenu lo ro, and our eyes did not see. Now the Mishnah asks the obvious question, V'chi ol datainu alta, would it come up to our mind, Shezikne Bezdin, the elders sitting on the high court of the city, Shovche Domimhem, that these guys actually murdered this victim? Ela, what's really going on here? What are they really saying? Shelo val yadenu, this man did not come to our city, Ufatranuhu below Mazun, and we sent him away without giving him a meal. You know, we were hospitable, we gave him a meal. They're saying if he came to our city, he would have gotten fed. Everyone who comes to our city gets fed. And the worry is if this man came through town and no one would feed him and no one would give him hospitality and lodging, then he might become desperate and, God forbid, try to steal something and maybe was murdered because of that, or he was too weak to fight back against bandits. V'lo re'inuhu, and we didn't see him, means we didn't see him v'hi nahuhu below Leviya, and we let him just go through town without giving him some sort of escort, or, you know, at least ask how he's doing and if he needs anything. And Leviya is this word escorting, and famously Avraham Avinu, part of his hospitality was escorting the guests, you know, bringing them in and also walking them out. Famously in Vayera, by the angels, brings them in and walks them out, and also Vayita Eshel Beber Sheva. Avram planted an Eshel, Aleph Shin Lamed, which is an acronym for Achila Shtia Leviya. So it was not just eating and drinking, it was also escorting and asking how someone's doing and being hospitable. And the Mefarshim say one of the intentions here is if potential attackers see that a man comes to town and people are talking to him and friendly with him, they're less likely to then later attack that same person because they see he's part of society. The Kohanim, Omrim, the Kohanim were there, say, Kaper le'amcha Yisrael, atone for your nation, Israel, asher padita Hashem, that you have redeemed Hashem. The Altiten dam naki bekerav amcha Yisrael. Don't put the burden of innocent blood on your nation, Israel. Lo hayotzlichim lamar, they don't have to say the next part of this pasuk, the end of it, nikaper lahem adam, and the blood will be atoned on your behalf. Ela ruach hakodesh mivasartan. This is really ruach hakodesh. It's like prophecy, it's like divine inspiration, which is informing them, Ematai shetasu kacha, when you do this ritual of Egla Rufa, hadam mitkoper lahem, then this bloodshed, this unsolved murder, will be atoned for. So the guilt of this unsolved murder won't fall upon the people as a whole. Now it's interesting, one of the indirect functions of the Egla Rufa ritual was to get everyone together and publicize the fact that there's an unsolved murder mystery. So if anyone saw something, with any witnesses or any leads, that would come out and they'd be able to investigate them, which leads us to Mishnah Zion. Nimsa Hahurig, if they find the actual murderer, Achlon Erfa Egla, before they whack the calf, Taitse Vitire Be'eder, the calf goes back to the flock. It's not like a korban that's been makdish, that's been sanctified. It can go back and resume its normal Egla life. Mishan Erfa Egla, if it was after they whacked the calf, they find the actual murderer, to cover bim koma. They'll bury it right there. It's aser behana. They can't use it. She'ol sofek bata mitchilata, because it came to atone for a sofek, for we don't know who done it. And what happened when they did the arifa was kipra sveika, this doubt has been atoned for, v'holcha la, and the guilt, the burden, is off of the people. But the Mishnah concludes, Nerfa Ha'egla, if they did the ritual of Egla Rufa, they did the actual hitting on the neck, And then after that, they find the murderer. Hareza Yaharik. He can still be tried and executed by the court. It's not like the Egla Arufa ritual gets the murderer off the hook. It gets Am Yisrael as a whole, the closest city, it gets them off the hook for the guilt. But if they manage to find the murderer, investigate, and figure out who it was, the court could still try him and execute him. Tizku the mitzvot.